Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Members of the National Guard, electricians, and translators are going door-to-door in the Merrimack Valley today for a second day. They're doing safety inspections on homes and are distributing space heaters to residents still without natural gas after the gas explosions and fires 2 weeks ago. As WBUR's Fred Tice reports, these are just some of the measures state and local officials are taking in order to help residents and business owners in the area.
Adriana Figueroa talks about her situation at the front door of her home. She lives with her niece and her mother.
Our water is electric, thank God, but it's just the whole situation. We can't cook, so most of it is just like microwave food, or sometimes I literally just want to eat.
Figueroa already has space heaters. She wants to cook.
That's really the big issue, is that we cook. So because the oven's not working or the stove is not working, we can't really do much about it.
The circuit breakers for her building are in the bar next door, Hayes Tavern. The oldest bar in town, the sign says out front.
Who needs to get to the panel? Come this way.
Bruce Karen works at the bar. He takes the team to the basement.
This is our panel.
Third floor panel, that's the one I want to see.
Oh, third floor? Yeah. Oh, I thought you wanted to see Hayes' panel. Oh, we're not getting space heaters? With a Bob, we're not going to get no space heaters?
Before they distribute space heaters, the team has to gather information on the panels. Back upstairs, Karen explains how the bar gets by without gas.
You do the best you can. I heat the water for the glasses in the electric ovens. I have crock pots, hot plates, electric ovens for cooking.
But Karen still has one big worry.
That's going to happen again. I'm not very secure with the work that's been done, because if this happened once...
Karen says he served in the Marine Corps for a decade.
I'd rather go back overseas and deal with that than deal with what's going on around here.
Help may be on the way for small businesses. After meeting with a group of Lawrence small business owners, Governor Charlie Baker said business owners told him they're worried about losing their employees if they have to wait until November 19th to reopen. That's the date the gas is scheduled to be turned back on.
Every single conversation I've had with these folks, they start talking about their staff, and they talk about people who have been with them for 5 years, people who pay their mortgage, pay their rent, pay for their groceries based on the work that they do at that firm. That's my primary concern. And by the way, I'm worried about losing those people.
Baker says his office is looking into short-term loans to help affected businesses meet payroll and other costs until Columbia Gas reimburses them. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.